As you are able in reverence for God's holy word. If you can't stand, just put your hand over your heart. In the gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse, the word of the most holy God says this. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. As we started last week, the beginning that we did not read in our scripture is that the scribes and Pharisees were complaining against Jesus that he was associating with the sinners and villains of the day, with prostitutes and tax collectors and those who were ceremonially unclean and those who had jobs that were not in accordance to being a good Jew. And since you're known by the company you keep, they were questioning, how can this man be good if he hangs out with people who are bad? And Jesus responded to their complaint with three different parables. Now, the first parable we studied last week. We studied about a shepherd who risked everything to retrieve just one sheep. We call that risk-taking love. Today, we're going to talk about a woman who had 10 coins and discovered that one was missing. Have you ever lost something that was really important? Have you lost the set out of your ring? Have you lost a really important document? Have you ever lost something that you value? I'm talking about a thing, not a purse. Have you ever lost a thing that you just could not stop looking for until you found it? Or if you didn't find it, you really mourned? I dropped a ring in a sink once, and I took that sink apart because it was the last gift my father had given me. Unfortunately, it went beyond my ability to recover, but I was not going to just say, you know, it went down and say, oh, well. Because when something means something to you, you try to keep up with it. You try to hang on to it. And if it's lost, you look for it. This woman had 10 coins, but one was missing. And she stopped everything else, and she searched. She didn't go out for coffee and come back and search. She didn't sit down and, you know, wait till after the game was over. She didn't do anything else because something that was important was lost. So she stopped everything else. She didn't worry about, you know, supper had to be made. She didn't worry about going to the market. She just could not rest until that which was lost was discovered. You know, she didn't get tired. You know, part of the problem that we have is, you know, we start out with all this energy doing stuff. You know, we get all excited and we say, oh, well, we're going to, you know, and we start out with all this enthusiasm and we get tired. You know, She looked around and she didn't find it. And she lit a lamp so that she could see even in the dark corners. And she swept the entire house. I wish she'd come to my place. And she looked and she looked and she looked. And you know the thing is, we don't know how long she looked. But we know that she didn't stop. She didn't say, I'm just too tired. Just let it go. Probably never find it anyway. She didn't do that. She didn't get discouraged. One of the things that's so hard for us is we're so easily discouraged. You know, we really are. We're so easily discouraged. Think about it. You can be having an absolutely wonderful day. 15,000 things have gone right. And you run into one old grouch. And your whole day's shot. Am I right? You know, one old grouch will absolutely just turn the day around for you. We're so easily discouraged. She didn't get discouraged. You know, you don't allow yourself to get discouraged if what you're doing is of ultimate importance. That which was lost needs to be found. You know, when we talked about the lost sheep last week, the sheep got lost because he was careless. You know? He wasn't paying attention to the herd. He was paying attention to those little tufts of grass that just looked so good. And he nibbled here and he nibbled there until he was completely away from safety. The coin was clueless. That coin didn't know it was lost. You know, there are so many people. There's so many people in the world that don't have a clue that something's wrong. Well, I take that back. They know something's wrong. They just don't know what's wrong. So they try to fill that something with all kinds of other things. And most of the time, people are filling that with all kinds of good things. They have this God-shaped space, is what St. Augustine called it. And they don't know what goes in that space, so they fill it up with doing good works. Some go to church. Some work tirelessly for some organization. Some pour everything they have into their families. They do a multitude of good things. Some people try to fill that space with some things that aren't so healthy. But they're clueless as to what they really need. They're lost, and they don't even know it. The coin didn't even know it was lost. But she searched, and she searched until she found it. When did she stop? When she found it. And you know, then she wasn't tired. She didn't fuss at that coin and say, you know, I have searched all day for you. Or maybe I searched all week for you. She just rejoiced. The angels rejoice when the lost are found. There is nothing more important. Let me be as clear about this as I can, because this is really important. The church is charged with doing many wonderful things. We are supposed to feed and clothe and visit and bring healing. We are supposed to do these things. But there is no substitute for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no substitute for that. We're supposed to do good works, but do it in the name of Him who sent us to do it. If we don't tell them about Jesus, the lost are still lost. The lost are still lost. You know, there's other people out there doing good works, and I praise God for them. There's other people out there repairing houses. There's other people out there feeding the hungry. There's other people out there helping the homeless. And thank God for them, and we can't get rid of our responsibility. But we have something that no other organization has. We have the message of the love of God and the sacrifice of Christ to give to these people. And if not us, who? If not us, who? There's absolutely nothing, absolutely nothing that can compare with leading someone to Christ. There's nothing that's eternal. That's eternal. And you have had a part in the now 18 professions of faith that we have had this year. That is the most professions of faith that have been in this church since it's been recorded. Yeah, he deserves it. He's doing a great and mighty work among us, folks, but the work ain't done. It's not about us. It's about the outsider. It's not whether or not we like something. It's whether or not it's going to touch an outsider. That's what everything we do has to be geared for. Because Jesus wants to make disciples, not good people. Oh, say that one with me. Jesus wants to make disciples, not good people. Good people are a byproduct of becoming a disciple. But not all good people are disciples. The celebration is great. And we should celebrate all that God has done for us and through us and in us in this past year. We've had some struggles this year. And I will tell you right now, without a shadow of a doubt, this has been the hardest year I have ever had in ministry, because y'all keep having these terrible things happen to you. Good grief. I quit counting, but up until August, sometime in August, I counted, and the longest period I had between emergencies was 4 days. Y'all have had a hard time. But it must be the devil, because God is doing good things here. And he don't like it. So here's what I suggest. I suggest that you come on Wednesday night and learn how to fight a spiritual war. And I also suggest that we do as much as we can to tick the devil off. What do you think? Because we don't have to be afraid of him if we know how to fight him. Let's make him so mad he don't know what to do. Because God is working in this church and doing amazing things. But we have to search. We have to take risks. And we have to be persistent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I leave you with those two questions that he just took off. Which is, are you willing to take a risk? And will you be faithful? Our offertory scripture is,